So Revi'a Vayigash features Yosef sending the brothers back to Canaan and tells them al tirgizu badarach, and Rashi quotes a number of different interpretations, but the one that he settles on is Pshuto Shel Mikra, is, you know, don't play the blame game. It would be easy to say it was your fault, but, you know, the past is the past. The Ramban is a little bit of a different idea. Al tirgizu badarach is al tifchadu badarach. Don't be afraid that even though it's a time of famine and you guys are fully loaded with a massive amount of material, you know, the shame of the Moshe Mitzrayim is upon you, and you have absolutely nothing to be concerned about. And so when the brothers get back, you know, they tell Yaakov, that's called Divrei Yosef, Asher Divrei Lehem, Vayar Sagalos, Asher Shalach Farola, Say So So, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviem, Targum Mula says that this is the Ruach HaKodesh that came back to him. We know in the more literal sense that, you know, he literally came back to life. Yaakov, right, said that he was, you know, really in a position where he was hardly alive. And in the literal sense of the term, you know, we have the expression "vayafog libo kilo hamin lahem." Rashi says, you know, "nechlaf libo mehamin aladvarim," that he wasn't going to naturally believe these things. But the Ramban says "vayafog libo" means that shviso bittel, that he literally had a heart attack. Because the idea of Yosef being still alive was something that Yaakov couldn't process in a normal and healthy way, because the intensity of the bond between them was such. Vayaris HaGalos, the famous Medrash, Gemara and Sota, that Rashi quotes, right, that they were Nisasek Begla Arufa, and Yaakov sees this, Vayaris HaGalos, Asher Shalach Yosef Laseso, So Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. And then the beginning of Chamishi, if I can permit myself here, Vayomer Rav od Yosef b'ni Chai, Elcha v'erenu b'terem amus, the diak that I'd like to make is not just that Yosef is still alive, but od Yosef b'ni Chai, right? My son is still alive. And I think what he means by that is obvious, right? Especially in light of the Medrash. He is still Yosef, very much my son. That's what we talked about the other day in terms of Kifi Hamidaber Aleichem, right, the Lashon HaKodesh, that beneath the disguise, it was still very much Yosef in terms of values. So Rav, Yosef, B'ni, Chai. It's amazing enough that Yosef is alive, but that Yosef is alive, B'toras, B'ni, is really the most important thing from Yaakov's point of view. Now, part of that, that Yaakov would never know, is captured by the Ramban in a very beautiful essay at the end of the Aliyah, Vayadabru Elav is called Divrei Yosef, Asher Diber Aleihem. The Ramban says it seems to him, and he has very compelling evidence for this, that Yaakov never knew that the brothers either were willing to or participate in the Mechiras Yosef. Again, Ramban Shita is that they sold Yosef, like Rashi, against the Rashbam. But he says, you know, it makes sense that they never really, you know, told him that, because after Yosef dies, they make up this whole story. Ana sana fesha checha v'chatasam ki ra'ama gimalucha v'yata sana lefesha de'alu he'avicha. Right? Why would they have to make that up, the Ramban says? Why would they just go to Yaakov and say, beg, you know, Yosef for forgiveness? So it makes a lot of sense to say that Yaakov never knew about their role in the Mechira, whatever you think that role is. And here's the most important part, and here's the connection to our Aliyah, that in addition to that, and I think this is really moving, right, the Ramban says, and Yosef ben Musar HaTov never said anything about it. Well, you know, what was the point? What would be achieved by that? And there's all this, you know, Lashon Hara, and it would just create even more angst, and Yaakov would realize how much suffering his sons brought on him, especially if you hold, like the Ramban, that they were literally the ones who were involved in the Mechira. So the point is that Yosef, you know, part of Yosef b'ni Chai, is that Yosef, you know, reflects the values of Yaakov Avinu, and he reflects the values of Torah, despite his, you know, presence in Mitzrayim. And he wasn't going to do something that was gratuitous, even if, you can imagine, it'd be very hard to keep that information to yourself. The brothers played a major role in the Bechira, if not the definitive role. But the point is that, you know, again, Yosef, B'ni Chai, Yosef was alive, B'toras, you know, a loyal son of Yaakov. And that meant no Lashon Hara, and that meant Osek Begla Arufa, and that meant Al Tirgizu Vadarech L'shitas Rashi. That you know, don't play this blame game, and it's time to move on. It's time to move forward. It's altogether just entirely impressive who Yosef is and what he represents.